Mr. Chairman, the delegation of India congratulates you on assuming the chair of the 2019 annual meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW. We also congratulate the other members of the Bureau upon their election. We assure you of the full support of the Indian delegation. The CCW is an important instrument that seeks to uphold international humanitarian law. India is party to the CCW, all its five protocols, as well as its amended Article 1. We are committed to ensure the full implementation of our obligations under the CCW and its protocols, including amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, and the humanitarian principles that they embody. India has regularly submitted its annual report on compliance since 2008. We support measures aimed at encouraging submission of compliance reports by all states. Mr. Chairman, we remain concerned about the precarious financial situation of the CCW and call on all states to make their financial contributions in time. We support the efforts that have been made by you for ensuring greater predictability and stability in the financial resources of the convention and hope that we can arrive at a sustainable solution. As to the issue of laws, the report of the 2019 session of the GGE on laws adopted under the chairmanship of Macedonia was able to adopt an additional guiding principle on human-machine interaction. Owing to the constructive engagement of all states, the GGE was able to have a detailed, substantive discussion. We remain convinced that the CCW is the relevant forum to address this issue, not least because of the fine balance the convention seeks to strike between humanitarian concerns and military necessity, but also because it provides a dynamic and adaptive platform bringing together multiple stakeholders. Mr. Chairman, India therefore supports continuation of the mandate of the GGE on laws with participation of all relevant stakeholders with a view to taking forward the fruitful deliberations during past 3 years, leading to evolution of a common understanding on various aspects of laws and consensus on the way forward. There are a number of proposals on the manner in which we should deal with laws. While we see merit in the proposals calling for a legally binding instrument, we are of the view that it is premature at this stage of the deliberations to prejudge the outcome of the deliberations in future on the nature of such a legally binding instrument by calling for prohibition on laws. It is also not the right time to call for declaration of a moratorium on further developments or use of laws. India, without prejudice to a negotiated outcome to be reached by consensus, is therefore not in a position to support any position which prejudges the outcome of ongoing deliberations, including in the form of prohibition or moratorium on further developments or use of laws. India stands ready to actively participate in the deliberations of the GGE and work with fellow high contracting parties to reach a common understanding based on consensus. We believe that the accelerating pace of technological change necessitates a thorough assessment of the potential impact of developments in science and technology on international security and disarmament in general, including in the context of the CCW. It was with this objective in mind that India had tabled its resolution on the role of science and technology in the context of international security and disarmament, which was adopted by consensus at the 74th session of the First Committee this year. The UNSG's report on current developments in science and technology and their potential impact on international security and disarmament, as mandated by this resolution, provides a number of relevant and valuable insights with regard to our work in the CCW and merits the consideration of all high contracting parties. We are also pleased to share that India was joined by Germany, Qatar, and Switzerland in supporting organization of a one-day seminar in August this year by UNIDIR in response to the UNGA resolution tabled by India at its 73rd session. Mr. Chairman, in keeping with India's commitment to disarmament and non-proliferation objectives, we have instituted an annual disarmament and international security fellowship program for young foreign diplomats commencing from January 2019. This initiative is also a reflection of our commitment to support the goal of disarmament and education of the UNSG's disarmament agenda. The program has modules dedicated to conventional weapons and shall cover the CCW in a comprehensive manner. We believe that it shall make a valuable contribution in disseminating information about the CCW and the objectives that it seeks to achieve, including its universalization. The full version of my statement will be made available on the CCW website. I thank you, Mr. Chair.